Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Every New Year's Eve, there are people who travel to the easternmost promontory of whatever rock they live on in order to be the first of their flock to experience the arrival of the new year. I suspect a serious party deficiency in the upbringing of these people, but in every unmet need, there's an opportunity for obscene profit. Thus, now you can be among the first to experience Armageddon, a.k.a. the collapse of the industrial age, up close and personal from the vantage point of a 5-star resort hotel. Hurry, this is an opportunity available for a limited time only, until the mobs burn down the hotels. The place is Margarita Island. I swear I am not making this up. A sub-Caribbean island perch for jet-setters just off the northern coast of South America. It has a population of 600,000 residents who have learned to take great care of a few thousand visiting, sunbathing, hard-drinking millionaires at a time. Its great misfortune is to be a part of Venezuela. Venezuela is the current poster child for a failed state not currently being bombed by the United States. A dozen eggs, if you can find that many, cost $150. Inflation is running north of 500% per year. They're having to print so much money, overseas of course, so fast that they can't find enough money to pay for printing the money. People are standing in never-ending lines outside empty supermarkets waiting for trucks of food that day after day never come. People are eating their pets, and they're attacking each other and anyone they imagine is responsible for their plight. But on Margarita Island, the rich and powerful, if not quite so famous, from all over the world are gathering this week at a meeting of the 120 countries of the Non-Aligned Movement, of which Venezuela is about to become the leader. No one can quite remember what the Non-Aligned Movement is not aligned with, but never mind, they give great conferences. Like Rio de Janeiro hosting the Olympics, the Margaritaville job number one has been propping up enough hotels to actually function for the week of the conference. Elsewhere on the island, where half the airline flight schedule has been canceled and less than a third of the rooms are booked, reality has set in and can be observed by stalwart apocalypse tourists from their balconies or even closer. Most of the hotel's swimming pools are empty and their toilets don't flush, except every 2 weeks when the water is turned on briefly. Hotel guests are asked to bring their own sheets, towels, soap, toilet paper, and if they're smart, their own food and water. Most hotels no longer have food service. Some of the staff no longer have food. Hotel staff helpfully keeps the bathrooms supplied with gallon jugs of water for washing, and will happily show you how to clean and kill your own seagull for dinner. Expeditions from the hotels to the island's three, count 'em, three mega-luxury malls are encouraged, although armed guards are recommended because of the country's skyrocketing violence and murder rates, and calling ahead is recommended too because only two of the three of the stores are still open. Whether you blame the collapse of Venezuela on their socialist history or the collapse of oil prices or old-fashioned corruption, it presents an unparalleled opportunity to see first and at first hand what collapse is all about. If you've just completed your tour through the fabled Northwest Passage aboard the legendary Crystal Serenity cruise ship, about which I wrote The Luxury Cruise to the End of the World a few weeks ago, having just participated in the befouling of some of the last pristine waters on Earth, what better way to round out the summer than on Margaritaville's beaches, before it's off to Gstaad or wherever you ski if there's any snow left? Gad, what a great time to be a tourist. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.